This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Jenks, you know who feels your pain? The Houston Astros. What a disaster of a season for the Astros. It has been thus far sitting in last place in the AL West, but yet they stand as favorites tonight on the road at the Chicago Cubs. We're looking at Houston as minus 125 favorites, behind Justin Verlander. And it's Javier Assad who is going for the Cubs. We don't have a total just yet because this game's in Chicago, usually waiting on the weather. But Jenks, I think the question mark is, do you really want to play the Astros as favorites?
No, I do not. I think I'm going to go back to the under here is what I'm thinking.
And oh, it's eight. I see it now.
Yeah, it's up at eight. So this was the same handicap that I gave yesterday, and I need to check on the wind at Wrigley Field. But yesterday it was a big factor, and this was a weather play yesterday because the wind was blowing in. It's been cold in Chicago, and I think this is an afternoon game, so we're going to see very similar conditions to what we saw yesterday, right? Going to be around 43, wind gusts of 24 miles an hour, and you're saying, Jinx, where did you get this incredible information? Well, obviously from my home Doppler. I don't go online. I use the Doppler at home, and I say, oh, cold front at Wrigley today. Justin Verlander, I don't need to tell you about Justin Verlander. Javier Assad has been great this year. And the Astros suck right now, let's be honest. One of the best under teams in the league, fourth best to the under. You take two solid, if not great, starting pitchers, particularly with Verlander on the mound, and the weather, and the fact that the Astros aren't hitting right now. Let's go under eight.
Yeah, that or first five under.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the two looks that I would do, I think, if I was betting on this game. Jenks, have you been doing first five bets? There's a couple of first five unders that I like tonight. I think this would be one of them. Not sure if I'm going to play it because here's the thing about the Astros that is lurking underneath the surface. If you look at all of the metrics that are usually predictive, like WRC plus is usually one of the best ones to measure a mark of an offense. Houston's still doing well. They have the fourth best mark in all of baseball. So eventually maybe the runs will start to be there. But until we can trust them, like, I think the under's a good look, and I don't think that you should be playing the Astros as favorites because this year you would be down a ton of money if you've been playing the Astros. They have been favored in eight of their last 10 games. They've only won three of those. As favorites this year, they are 5-14. So you're laying minus money, you know, minus 110, minus 120 for a team who has not given you any kind of return on your investment. So buyer beware on the Houston Astros right now. Next up, Blue Jays Royals. We have this game in Kansas City where the Royals are your favorites. Minus 120 on the money line. Toronto, even money. Total of eight runs. Jose Berrios squaring off with Cole Reagans. Jose Berrios, a great start to the season. He is 4-0 with a .85 ERA. Cole Reagans is 0-2 despite a 4.32 ERA. He had a bad one against the Orioles, but still a pitcher with a ton of promise. Jenks, I think you know where I might be going here. It's time for a first five under.
Oh, I like that. I like that quite a bit. I will look at that. That might be a play that I'm on. Also, I will say, you're getting the Blue Jays here at a really good price. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blue Jays at even money. I love that I wrote this down as Raptors. Of course I did. I saw Toronto. Raptors. Even money for the Raptors. Jose Berrios has been as good as any pitcher in baseball this season. Honest to God. The numbers tell you that. So why wouldn't you back him at even money and the Blue Jays? If you don't want to lay any juice, then I think Berrios and the Raptors slash Blue Jays is the way to go. But I love the first five under as well. Cole Reagans is a guy who, yeah, he struggled a little bit, but you mentioned one of the best young arms in the game. He was getting some Cy Young talk, at least some dark horse Cy Young talk before the season got underway. So I'd be on the full game under, either the first five under or Blue Jays outright on the money line. I think there's a lot of value there.
Or how about the Blue Jays in the first five? You get minus 105. And we talk about this a lot for first five bets. If the game is tied 0-0, you at least get a push. Like, you're not getting a push in a full game bet. So minus 105 in the money line for the better pitcher here. I think that is a solid look as well. Next up, let's go to the Red Sox and the Guardians. We've got Cleveland minus 155 on the money line. Boston plus 125. Boston is limping into this week. Their injury report is like a mile long. It looks like a CVS report, a CVS receipt at this point in the season. And meanwhile, Cleveland has been one of, I don't want to say a surprise, because they've been pretty good, you know, over the last few years. But right now they're sitting at first place in the AL Central. They have a run differential of 47, and they've won 8 of their last 10 games. So that kind of explains the price, if you're wondering. Cleveland minus 155. So the starting pitchers in this one, Boston's going with a bullpen game. Tristan McKenzie gets the ball for Cleveland. Jenks, do you think Cleveland is the right side, or are you looking at a total?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I actually like Red Sox first five money line. Plus 155.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Here's the thing. Bullpen game for the Red Sox, fine, whatever. But this is really a fade of Tristan McKenzie more than anything else. And I understand why the Guardians are favored. Their bats have been really fantastic this season. This is one of the best hitting teams in baseball, which I did not anticipate. But if you look deeper into Tristan McKenzie, this could be a spot where Boston gets on the right side here. And those bats come alive at least for one game, because I think he is worse than his record indicates. He's been beating up on the A's and the White Sox. Outside of that, he hasn't been very good. So I will trust the Red Sox and this bullpen early on against Tristan McKenzie, who I do think can be beaten by this Red Sox lineup, particularly at plus 155. I need some money on the card that's plus money. Let's go Boston.
Ooh, I will not be with you on the Red Sox. Jenks, let me tell you about this injury report. Tristan Casas, Brian Bayo, Nick Pivetta, Garrett Whitlock, Liam Hendricks, Trevor Story, Lucas Giolito, Chris Murphy. It's like all of the best players on their team just about are on the injury report. So this is not a team that I want to trust. I understand that it can be tempting because it is plus money. And sometimes, you know, your underdog plays are going to have a few fleas. I get that, but I don't think I'm going to be on the Red Sox here. Let's go to the Dodgers and the Nationals. This game in D.C., L.A. big favorites, minus 200 on money line, total of 8.5 runs. Yoshi Yamamoto, who is 1-1 on the season with a 4.50 ERA, starting pitcher for the Dodgers, facing off with Mackenzie Gore, who's 2-1 with a 3.60 ERA, total of 8.5. Jenks, any love for your hometown squad here? Or is it back to the squarest play of them all, the Dodgers on the run line?
No, I think I'm losing this week because I smited the gambling gods. You can only go to the well. I smited the gods. You can only go to the well so often. You can only fade Patrick Corbin so often. And the gods will say, all right, that's enough. Every dog has its day. Even Patrick Corbin will pitch well from time to time. And I faded Patrick Corbin while he was probably down the street warming up for this game. You can't do that. I mean, I'm too close to Patrick Corbin right now. our stadium or our studio here in D.C. is like three blocks from Nationals Park. It's a quick walk. So I can't fade Patrick Corbin and the Nationals on a regular basis like I used to, not being this close. So I have to pay a penance to the gambling gods. This is a getaway game. The Dodgers have lost 4 of 5 starts for Yoshi Yamamoto this season. He's given up 6 runs in his last 11 innings pitched. Let's go Nationals run line, even money. They keep it close. Day game here in D.C.
Ooh, I kind of like that. I will say the reason why the Dodgers are favored, like this is built into the number. The Dodgers have been really good against lefties so far this season, 6-3 when facing left-handed starters. And if you look at them on the run line away from LA, that's when they've been covering the run line. They are 6-3 on the run line when away from home. But I think the sabotage factor is, you pointed out, this is an early game. This is a getaway game and not a spot where I want to lay big, a lot of juice for a team that on the run line overall has not been that profitable. Overall on the run line, LA just 12-14. So maybe I'm not going to be on the Nationals, but I'm not going to be on the Dodgers at that hefty of a price. We got a couple other games here. Mariners, Rangers, A's, Yankees. Do any of these interest you, Jenks, in what I'm assuming is going to be a big card if it lives up to the cards that we've seen in the past?
Yeah, I'm going big today. I don't care. I don't care right now. I'm all in. I'm going to go Mariners money line here. Andrew Heaney has been not great, Bob, this season. Not good. Hasn't gone past the fifth inning in any of his 4 starts. The Rangers have lost every single one of those games. Luis Castillo is a pitcher who's settling in nicely. Now, had a rough start to the season, but in his last 13 innings pitched, 2 runs over 2 starts. Texas bullpen, big liability here compared to the Mariners. Let's go Mariners minus 125 in Arlington. The price is nice.
Ooh, in this house, I do not bet on or against Andrew Heaney. He is one of those pitchers that is very feast or famine. He's either getting shellacked or he's going to strike out like 12. So I'm not betting on or against him. I will be staying away from Andrew Heaney.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.